From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Corey Richens was sentenced today. The Utah woman was convicted of murdering her husband. She then wrote a book for children about grief. KUER's Hugo Ricard Bell has details.
Corey Richens is sentenced to life without parole to be served in the Utah State Correctional Facility. She poisoned her husband Eric in 2022. He was 39 years old. Utah's 3rd District Court heard emotional testimony from Eric Richens' family at the sentencing, including his father Eugene.
No parent should ever have to bury their child. It's a loss that changes you forever. Eric was taken from us way too soon.
Corey Richens was convicted in March of this year on 5 felony counts, including aggravated murder. Prosecutors say she laced her husband's cocktail with 5 times the lethal dose of fentanyl. After not speaking at her own trial, Richens herself took the stand and maintained her innocence. She spoke directly to her 3 children.
I know how much you need him, how much you love him, how much you aspire to be just like him. And I would have never taken that from you.
As her sentence was read, Richens sat quietly listening to the judge. Her attorney said they anticipate filing an appeal. Hugo Ricard Bell, KUER News.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis is reaffirming current U.S. policy on Taiwan. He and a bipartisan group of 11 other senators sent a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio today. President Donald Trump is currently in China, which has long pushed for annexation of the Democratic Island. Critics worry Trump will use Taiwan as a bargaining chip to make a deal. In the letter, Curtis and colleagues say the U.S. must continue to support Taiwan militarily. The U.S. and Taiwan are finalizing a $25 billion arms deal. Utah's newest city and newest town are having a rough start. They can't levy taxes this year. KUER's Missy Lipkin explains why.
Ogden Valley City in Weber County and Spring Lake in Utah County got their incorporation certificates after January 1st. That was their deadline to be able to charge taxes in the coming fiscal year. But they need that money for things like staff, policing, and roads. Ogden Valley Mayor Janet Wampler says the volunteer staff worked through the holidays, but the certificate was delayed because a document was missing signatures.
We sacrificed, you know, all personal and private interests to make sure this happened. And the idea that we have one day of a missed date is disheartening.
There's not a lot of guidance for leaders of new towns. The mayor of Spring Lake didn't know about the deadline until KUER reached out. Justin Lee is deputy director of the Utah League of Cities and Towns. He says the process is messy.
There may be a situation where there's not much we can do right now to fix it. It just may be an unfortunate situation.
He says the new municipalities might have to negotiate agreements with service providers before they become taxing entities next year. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden Valley City.
The 7 states that rely on the Colorado River might let the federal government step in with a stopgap solution. That's what top Utah negotiator Gene Shawcroft told Fox 13. Those states have been at an impasse over dividing the shrinking water supply. They've got an October deadline. Some states have set aside money for litigation, but Shawcroft says they're all in agreement. They don't want to take this to court.
Mediation is better than litigation, and I agree with that. And so if we can work through it, it will be an iterative process. It won't be a long-term deal as we had hoped.
In a statement, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says their short-term plan will provide stability while leaving room for consensus in the future. This story comes to us through the Colorado River Collaborative. The U.S. ski team is bringing back Phil McNichol as head coach to try to revitalize the men's alpine program. Park City-based U.S. Ski and Snowboard made the announcement today. McNichol served as head coach of the U.S. squad from 2002 to 2008. That's when Ted Ligety, Bodie Miller, Darren Ralphs, Steven Nyman, and Marco Sullivan were on the team. Here's some buzzworthy news. A semi-truck carrying 25 million bees broke down in Parley's Canyon yesterday. The Unified Fire Authority says the insects were at risk of dying in the heat while mechanics worked on the truck. So firefighters used a hose to mist the trailer with water and keep the bees cool and calm. The truck was carrying about 480 hives. And not to worry, no firefighters were stung during the operation. You are listening to KUER News.